This I believe. Since coming to this country in 1906, Albert Gayrard has taught French and comparative literature at over a dozen colleges and universities, written 20 books, several of which have been translated into German, French, Spanish, and Swedish, and he served as an Army intelligence officer in the First World War. His hobbies include international languages and city planning. Here are the beliefs that have guided Albert Gayrard in this active and diversified career.
I was born in Paris, within a stone's throw of the Louvre. For nearly a decade, in my formative years, London became the second home of my spirit. I felt to the full the charm of the vast, chaotic metropolis, even the fog which wrapped that great center of power and trade in dream and mystery. My father was a free-thinking Catholic, not an unusual combination in the land of Montaigne and Voltaire. My mother belonged to the pitiful remnant of the Gallican Church. My wife's family were of Scottish Covenanter descent. From these conflicting experiences, I have retained an odd blend of ideals, a deep love for long-rooted things, mellow books, old cities, ancient creeds, and also the sense that these were but toys and garments for the eternal and ever-new thoughts of living man. The Tory and the radical within me smile indulgently and fraternally at each other. The Dreyfus case taught me that the noblest tradition, when exclusive and infallible in its own conceit, could become a power of evil. I was bidden to rally to the nation, the army, the flag, but these were arrayed against justice, and justice had to prevail. My country, right or wrong, is the most insidious of blasphemies. It means thou shalt have no other god beside thy country, not even God. I found myself at home from the very first in the America of 1906, an America deeply attached to its brief past, but first of all to its principles which were shaping the future, an America which was admirably defined by David Starr Jordan as the land where hate dies away. The America I found in 1906 had erected a statue to William Lloyd Garrison with the inscription, "My country is the world, my countrymen are all mankind." I have remained an obstinate liberal in the strictest sense of the term, a lover of liberty, throughout the half century of my American life. I have steadfastly combated the dogmatic, exclusive systems which seek to crush man's free spirit with their leaden feet. Partisanship and sectarianism I regard as holy evil. They breed fanaticism and its blind, self-righteous cruelty. I call myself a rationalist within reason, and I strive to be a do-gooder with the critical spirit. Those who sneer at the desire to do right, those who believe that evil, force, pride, greed is a safer guide than good, those men may call themselves realists and win pitiful little victories, but in truth, they are the militant atheists. They are hampering the slow ascent of mankind out of the primeval slime into a freer, gentler, more humane world. The key to the good is love, or in Christian terms, charity. My creed, against the materialist, the realist, and the doctrinaires, may be summed up in these words: faith is the hope that charity is not vain.
That was Albert Gayrard of Stanford, California. He is a prolific and distinguished author, teacher, and scholar.